1340. Hey, you're home on the Central Coast. 1340 KYNS.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. Warning bells were being rung on Capitol Hill today from experts saying Iran is actively recruiting an army of computer hackers to go after critical American systems.
Though other countries like China may be more capable, Frank Salufo of George Washington University says Iran has the intent.
There's a cyber arms bazaar on the internet. Intent and cash can take you a long way.
Elon Berman of the American Foreign Policy Council says there have been warnings, too.
Last summer, for example, a hardline Iranian newspaper affiliated with the Revolutionary Guard warned the United States now needs to worry about, quote, an unknown player somewhere in the world attacking a section of its critical infrastructure.
Which experts say remains vulnerable to cyber attack. Howard Ehrenstein, CBS News, Washington.
The Pakistani government's reportedly moving Osama bin Laden's three wives and five children out of the country by no later than tomorrow, making sure they're gone before next week's potentially violent first anniversary of the killing of Osama bin Laden. Reporter Amir Latif is in Karachi. He says this has been in the works.
The family, which was imprisoned for 45 days for staying illegally on Pakistani soil, they completed their imprisonment term on April 17. However, their deportation was delayed due to some flaws in the travel documents.
President Obama has ordered a sweeping security review to prevent terror attacks on or around the bin Laden anniversary. House Speaker John Boehner says the president's trips to college campuses talking about student loan rates were clearly campaign speeches and should not be paid for by the taxpayers. Boehner says his message on student loan interest rates was not even in debate.
We do not want to see these interest rates go up, and there was never any thought these interest rates would go up.
The GOP proposes taking money from a new bit of health care reform spending that hasn't happened yet out of the health care spending law. California Democrat Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi.
Leave the subsidies for big oil intact and let's take it out of our old favorite target, women's health. And that's just wrong.
New York Democrat Senator Kirsten Gillibrand says there is a problem with birds living close to some of the nation's biggest airports because sometimes the birds hit the airplanes.
7571, we got to come back. We hit two big geese.
There were two precautionary landings after bird strikes in the past week. Senator Gillibrand is proposing to make it easier to kill the geese from a federal refuge near Kennedy Airport in New York. On Wall Street, the Dow's up 118 points. Nasdaq's gained 24. Oil prices, $104.50 a barrel. Analysts say the latest new unemployment benefits claims suggest the labor recovery in the U.S. is stumbling. Jobless claims fell by only 1,000, 388,000 new ones last week, about 13,000 more than had been expected. And the experts are saying it's an indication jobs creation slowed down. This is CBS News.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance brings me to a shopping mall. Of course, when it comes to shopping for car insurance, most people go to Geico. I mean, with all the discounts they offer, why would you shop anywhere else? There are discounts for complete and defensive driving courses, multi-policy discounts, and discounts for being accident-free. You know, this mall is a real maze. I think I passed that candle store about five times.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Right now at the Home Depot, save up to 15% on all in-stock wood fencing from pickets to panels when you buy in bulk. That could knock any fence project down to size in a hurry. And our wide selection of wood choices and styles puts everything you need within easy reach. So come in, load up, and save a bundle with up to 15% off all in-stock wood fencing when you buy in bulk. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Exclusions apply. U.S. only. See store for details.
Are you getting enough shut-eye? Whether you work day or night can make a difference.
Almost 41 million workers are not getting enough sleep, sleeping only 6 or less hours at a time, according to the CDC's Sarah Luckup. She says some industries have more sleep-deprived workers than others.
We definitely saw a big problem in the manufacturing sector for workers working any shift. And then within transportation and healthcare, we found a problem especially for workers working the night shift.
And she points out women tend to be more affected by lack of sleep than men. Sabrina Gibbons for CBS News, Atlanta.
There is a new system going in Kansas City, an array of sensors, microphones really, all over town, and all of them tied into a central computer located in California. If there is a gunshot, the computer triangulates the signals, and police will know within moments where the shot originated. The computer can even tell gunshots from backfiring vehicles. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
Every so often, the stars are in perfect alignment, and during the Lincoln Certified Pre-Owned sales event, now is that perfect moment. For a limited time, get 0.9% APR on the certified pre-owned Lincoln of your choice, which comes with the confidence of our 6-year, 100,000-mile comprehensive warranty. The Lincoln Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event, exclusively at your Lincoln dealer. APR varies by term. Not all buyers will qualify for Lincoln Automotive Financial Services limited term financing. Take delivery from dealer stock by 4/30/12. See dealer for qualifications, limited warranty, and complete details.
Looking to update your appliances? Well, look no further. Lowe's has the major appliances you want at the prices you need. Right now, get 10% off major appliances $299 or more. Then, get going on your gardening and earn that green thumb. Head over to the nursery where 1-quart perennials are just $3.48 each. Hurry into Lowe's for these and other great values every day. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through 4/30/12. See store for details.
People are talking about really weird stuff all the time, and we will discuss some of the things that are being discussed today on Talk is Cheap.
And now, here's Bill Benica.
All right, it's Thursday, and you know what that means.
What does it mean?
Farmers Market, downtown San Luis Obispo, if there's no rain. What do they say? By 3 o'clock, they decide by 3? I think that's the word I got. Decide by 3 o'clock whether or not it's going to happen. Anyway, but hopefully it'll be cold. I'll tell you this. It's going to be chilly tonight, that's for sure. But hopefully Farmers Market will go on because the merchants are really happy to get the money from Farmers Market, as you can imagine. So are the farmers. Okay, let's move on now. Hey, I was reading. I was on the computer going to different websites and newspapers and stuff. Do you know what today is? Today is the anniversary of the movie Deep Throat. True story. Without which, this is really important, because if it wasn't for Linda Lovelace, the Washington Post couldn't have nailed Nixon.
This is Talk is Cheap. With Bill Benica. The Friends and Neighbors Network.
California is number one at a lot of things. Surfing. Wine. We're the state with the most millionaires, the most nonconformists, the most millionaire nonconformists. That's why Farmers, the number one insurance group in California, is proud to have been born right here. Our 4,200 agents statewide have the experience to help you tailor a plan for the unexpected.
You can't go wrong with a guy named Wright, so give Farmers agent Mike Wright a call at 541-3942.
Number one ranking based on market share of property and casualty insurers in California.
How does a little shoe store like Mike's and the slow promenade seem so big? They start by taking assortment to a new level. Not just any assortment, but the brands people really want and the styles people really love. Mike, Annie, Shoe Shun, and their entire crew at Mike's really know their stuff, and they're happy to make it work for you. The right people, in the right place, all the time. You'll like Mike's and find what you're looking for in men's and women's shoes. Every time you hear this ad, you're just one pair away from the perfect number of shoes. Mike's Shoes at Southside Promenade.
Mike's Shoes at Southside Promenade. We went to Mike's Soiree last Saturday, and it was very nice, by the way. And they have this new, Earth Shoes, or used to be called Earth Shoes. They're not the same as Earth Shoes of old. Anyhow, that's what they had the thing on. But I was looking around again and reminding myself to remind you that they have special computerized, super duper, step on this thing, and it says how to fix your feet. And they have also women's handbags and stuff. And then they just have great shoes. I mean, Nancy goes in there all the time. She says, you can't go in here and not find a pair of shoes if you're a woman that you want to buy. And if you're a man, they have very nice men's shoes, too. We don't need quite as many pairs, but they have nice ones. All right, let's do our highlight in history. According to the Tribune today, our highlight on April 26th in 1937, German-Italian warplanes raided the Basque town of Guernica during the Spanish... Yeah, that's right. During the Spanish Civil War, resulting in widespread destruction, estimates the number of people killed vary greatly from the hundreds to the thousands. The raid inspired Pablo Picasso's famous anti-war painting by the name of the same. In 1785, American naturalist, hunter, and artist John James Audubon was born in present-day Haiti. Did I mention he was a hunter? In 1865, John Wilkes Booth, the assassin of President Abraham Lincoln, was surrounded by federal troops near Port Royal, Virginia, and he was, of course, killed. In 1962, the NASA spacecraft Ranger 4 crashed on the moon as planned after failing to transmit images and data. So the one part was planned, the other part wasn't. In 1986, a major nuclear accident occurred at the Chernobyl plant in Ukraine, then part of the Soviet Union. Our actresses today and birthday people that are famous, comedian Carol Burnett is 79, rock musician Gary Wright is 69, rock musician Roger Taylor from Duran Duran is 52, actor Jet Li is 49, and actor Channing Tatum is 32. So happy birthday to them, but happy birthday most especially to our local birthday folks that are having a birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Most smokehouse barbecues would knock them out of the park over and over with their award-winning baby back ribs to their pulled pork, chicken, and shredded beef, tri-tip, and Louisiana hot link sandwiches. How about a salad, six kinds, maybe one of four burgers or a chicken job, either sandwich or a half a bird. Most has enormous selection of sides from beans, tater salad, fries, O-rings, and the list goes on and on. Kids menu, soda pop, brewskis by the pitcher, Moe's in Slowtown, and at the beach in Pismo. You'll be saying, Moe barbecue, please.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
CalcoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
I mean, a couple news stories that came up overnight. First, Diablo Canyon is now completely shut down because of another influx of sea salp, a small jellyfish-like organism clogging the intake valves in the Unit 2 reactor. Plant officials said Unit 2, which was operating at 24% power, will stay shut down until conditions with the intake structure improve. Earlier this week, operators shut down Unit 1 for a scheduled refueling. On Monday night, operators discovered a clog of salps in the Unit 2 intake and reduced power to 15%. Diablo Canyon's two units together produce approximately 2,300 net megawatts of greenhouse gas-free electricity, about 10% of all electricity generated in California, enough to meet the needs of over 3 million homes in Central and Northern California, but not at the moment. Other things that have happened, we had a really, really, really bad accident that occurred overnight, and I want to tell you about that because it was a disaster. I want to tell you about it. I'm just not, I just don't have a cooperating device. Okay, so you can do it now. All right, here we go. One man died. Several other people were injured last night in a head-on collision between a sedan and a Regional Transit Authority bus. This was on South Bay Boulevard between Los Osos and Morro Bay. A man in his 60s was driving the Mercedes northbound at about 9:10 p.m. when witnesses said it started to drift into the other lane and collided with a bus. The bus carrying three passengers and a bus driver went off the road and down an embankment. Medical personnel transported the bus driver to the hospital, where he was released a few hours later. Several of the passengers walked away from the accident. California Highway Patrol officials are investigating whether the driver of the sedan suffered a medical emergency or was impaired by drugs or alcohol, which at this time they do not know. And the bus just about ended up in the drink. And that's our newest update on CalcoastNews.com. Don't forget, you go 24/7. Stuff happens all the time, every day. Every day, things are going on. And then up in the upper right-hand corner, Talk is Cheap. You can click on Listen to KYNS streaming any hour of the day there, too.
CalcoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
All right. Thanks for joining me today. I'm Bill Benica. This is my news and commentary, and we call it Talk is Cheap, the Friends and Neighbors Network, and we talk about what's going on in the world. And you're certainly welcome to call and comment yourself at 786-2578. That's 786-2578 or 1-866-937-1340, 1-866-937-1340. You know what I want to do? I want to do this now because it's lunchtime, and I won't want you to miss out on the yummy yummies. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to tell you about Spencer's Fresh Market because they always have a great deal. And you go in there, and you get something great to eat. And so they have sandwiches. They have the boar's head sandwiches you can have made. You know, they got every kind of salad in the whole wide world. They got hot chicken chunks. They've got, a lot of times, they got wings. They've got salads. They've just got lots of great stuff to eat. And here they have a special Spencer's Tri-Tip sandwich for $4.99, and it's made with a jalapeno cheese roll and Jack Daniel's barbecue sauce and tri-tip, of course, and it's just complete yum-yum. And then they have other great things, all gluten-free all week if you want. Zatarain's Dirty Rice and Jambalaya Mix for $1.79. Blue Diamond Almond Nut Thins for $2.79. Brady Cocker Gluten-Free Brownie Mix or Chocolate Chip Cookie Mix for $4.39. Chex Honey Nut Chex are $3.29. Starfish Gluten-Free Battered Cod are $5.69. Brown Rice Pasta is $2.89. Bob's Red Mill Gluten-Free Rolled Oats $5.99. And you can also get gluten-free cozy snack, gluten-free salad dressing, progressive gluten-free soup, classico gelato or sorbetto, and a six-pack of Redbridge gluten-free sour gum beer. About that for $6.99 plus CRV. Great things are happening at Spencer's every single day because great things are always at Spencer's in five locations on the Central Coast, Atascadero, Rock Randy, San Maria, Morbay, and San Luis Obispo. Spencer's, where freshness is local. So I was watching a thing about gluten-free the other day, you know, all this gluten-free, this and gluten-free, that. Here's what they basically said. There are people that are affected by gluten. There are other people that are not affected one iota by gluten. You know, it's kind of like a food allergy. And so if you are not bothered by gluten, and you would know eventually if you were, then you don't have to worry about it. But if you have problems with your glutes, I'm not sure that's what it is, but anyway, but you need to eat gluten free, so that's why. There you go. I know about that. Now they mention on the news here, this is very interesting. They mention on the news that the police now have a device, and I can tell you this was developed by the military. I can't even tell you where it's happening. Police have a device now when a shot is fired, and it can differentiate between, you know, a shot fired and a backfire, a firecracker, that kind of stuff. And it always surprises me because when people say a gunshot sounds like a firecracker and you find out what kind of gun it is, I think to myself, I don't think these people have ever heard of firecracker. But anyway, so what it does is it triangulates the exact position almost instantaneously of where this gun is being fired from. And then they can go right to where it was fired and they know that here we are. And then there's the gun, there's the guy, there's the whatever. The military developed it, and there was a video going around from YouTube. It was on YouTube, and it showed a bad guy loading a mortar. So he got one in, and it, you know, because it makes an explosive noise when it gets fired. And so he dropped one in, and it went up. And before he could, they grabbed another one, and before he could drop the second one, they had already zeroed in on the guy and fired something at him that was really messy. And that was the end of the bad guy. But anyway, so that I'm telling you, mind your P's and Q's. You can't hide out now. What else is today's the anniversary of Eagle's Claw, which we also finally remembered as Eagle's Claw. This was when we tried to rescue the Iranian hostages and during the Carter administration, and things went terribly, terribly wrong in the desert. We sent in five Navy helicopters, and then they sent in three C-130s with the special forces aboard. And the interesting thing is one of the helicopters got damaged. Then another helicopter crashed in. This is because a sandstorm came up, and they thought, well, we better get out of here. So the helicopter crashed into one of the C-130s. And so then they got in the other C-130s, and everybody left. And they left the other four helicopters, which they said that Iran is still using now in their Navy. Anyway, so it didn't go well. And I have to tell you, from a morale standpoint as an American, it was one of the lowest of the low, low periods in my life, as a personally. You know, Vietnam War had gone to heck, and then all of a sudden it was like, you know, the question became, Do we have a military that can? Do we have people that lead the military? Not the military. You have people leading the military that are competent enough to get anything done, right? And so right then, Jimmy Carter started, you know, saying, okay, we're going to start to change the way things are done around here. And then right after that, Ronald Reagan, of course, said we're going to keep on trying to get things done right around here. And I would have to say the times the Obama administration has used the Navy SEALs in two instances right now, they've done good. Yeah, they done good. So it was a very, very sad time. A sad, sad time. I think five men were killed on the C-130 and then the helicopter. All right, that's our. Any other anniversaries we got? Anything else going on? I think it was it. I mentioned the birthdays. Okay, let's get on to other wild and crazy stuff and see what's going on here. Let me see. Oh, this is, you know what? You say, Bill, you don't always have the bad news and everything, you know. It's always bad news. It's always bad news. This is such an inspirational story. I mean, it's like, holy cow, unbelievable. And so we're going to join the story once we get joining it so you can hear about it and know what happened with this young man and how amazing he is. Because this guy's the cat's pajamas. So, I'm shocked that this man can accomplish this. But then we'll share another thought when this is over, and we'll realize why, well, you know, Bill, it's not all that shocking because somebody else did something similar and still holds the world record, as a matter of fact. And, boy, I think going around in circles like crazy. I'm getting dizzy. I may fall off a chair. Loading, loading, loading. You're already loaded, you fool. Jamie. Here, I'm gonna just start over, okay? I'm sorry. I'm embarrassed by it, but I don't know. There's nothing I can do. Okay, we're trying again. Please. Okay, there's gonna be an ad, and then it's gonna play. Thank you. All right, here we go. So it's one of those ads where nobody says anything. Everybody's looking around a car or something. Actually, that's what they're doing, looking at a car.
Our ideal is innovation. 5 all-new models over the next 15 months, including a completely reimagined Altima. Welcome to our most innovative year ever. Nissan, innovation for all.
On the basketball court, he's a star shooter. And from the stands, you'd never realize what it took for Stephen Klonsch to get here.
I was born with no fingers on my right hand. I was born with a right leg that was shorter by about 3 or 4 inches than my left leg. And I only had 3 toes on my right foot.
From the very beginning, everything that he did was different. He had to learn to tie his shoe with one hand. He had to learn to take a shower with only one hand.
And he learned to play basketball with only one hand.
It was his grandfather gave him a basketball net when he was about 2 years old. He just learned how to walk. We put it out on the Christmas morning out on the driveway, and he just threw the ball up and it went in, his first shot.
He would shoot these tremendous outside shots, and the first few we thought, wow, he got lucky. And pretty soon we realized he had a gift.
A gift that helped ease some of the pain of surgeries and stares.
It would break my heart as a mom, you know, to see him out on the playground and then a kid would see his hand and would run away.
Even stuff as simple as a handshake, even to this day, is still kind of awkward for me.
But it hasn't stopped him from making some famous friends, like Dwayne Wade's dad, who admires Stephen's skill, his story, and his attitude, for which Stephen can thank his own parents.
I've always been someone that says, you're either going to laugh or cry about it, so I choose to laugh. We never took any real pity on him in that sense, and I think even to this day, he would say, don't pity me, pity the person who just lost a basketball game to a guy with one hand.
Now Stephen's headed for an Ivy League education at the University of Pennsylvania. One day he hopes to be a sports broadcaster. Not an easy career choice, he admits.
Well, I've done a lot of things that people thought I couldn't do and that even I thought I couldn't do, so you never know. I say never say never.
Never say never is right. What a great story that is. And let us remember that Tom Dempsey, the one who had one half a foot, still holds the NFL record for the longest field goal at 65 yards, I think it is. So anyway, so just amazing stuff. This kid could shoot. Shoot. All right, pretty fun. I wanted to have a fun story. Thank you. All right, let's see. Now, this is a headline. I don't know why can I tell the Tribune a question? Can I say something? Oh, no, this is Bob Cuddy, who I'm going to get together with next week for coffee. We've never met. But I guess it's worth telling the story. But it says fewer prisoners at Men's Colony. Of course there are, because they're shipping them down the street to the sheriff's department and the jail. But here's the significant part of this story, though, is that this is the good news. Okay, here's some good news, not to every guard at the CMC, but to taxpayers. You know, the guards make more money than the president, and so they that's been kind of a problem. And so they're saying by one of the effects that's going to take happen because of the fact that we're shipping these guys to jails is that you're going to need fewer state prison guards. And so they'll start to have to cut back on the prison guards. And that's, I mean, I don't know. As long as they don't get golden parachutes, you know, it'll be all right. More obeyed limits smoking stops short of a ban. Council's 3-2 vote sets up a 20-foot smoke-free zone near business entrances and vents. It's like if there's like a secret underground installation and you happen to find the air vent that feeds it, you can't sit on top of it and have a cigarette. It just wouldn't be right. And vents. Vents are usually on roofs, aren't they? I thought so. But anyway, just so you know, you can't, don't be smoking near a vent, because that's not going to work. And I said this to somebody the other day, you know, and it's interesting. It really is interesting. You know, I was a smoker. I'm not one of these people that quit smoking and then is on some big campaign to, you know, hire and mighty to now. You know, I actually feel very sorry for people that are still smoking. I really do. It's so, so hard to get rid of it. And but I have to admit, I don't really want to be around it anymore. And so, you know, when you first quit, you want to be anywhere you can near it. You know, you're trying to, you know, vicariously inhale and do the secondhand smoke thing. But then eventually that goes away. And so, but the interesting thing you really realize by living in on the Central Coast, the San Luis Obispo in particular, now more baby, is that you don't have to smell smoke all the time. You know, you very seldom smell smoke, as a matter of fact. And usually if you do smell smoke, it's somebody that's smoking illegally. It's an idiot. So it's a nice change, I think. It's a really nice change. And what are we down to in California? We're down to fewer than 20% of the people in California smoke. I think it's down almost 15% now. It's time to quit, you guys. It's time to quit. It's time to quit. I talked to a guy that was buying. I really did. I was a Budinsky. I think I told you this story. A guy was buying Nicoderm. And I said to him, I said, I'm going to tell you the truth. I tried Nicoderm so many times. I mean, I should own stock in the company. And it just isn't going to work. And it's going to cost you fortunes. And I said, so get hold of the tobacco control people in San Luis Obispo. Get a prescription for Zyban or whatever they use nowadays. And get off the weeds. Because that Nicoderm doesn't, I mean, forget it. You just want more nicotine. I think it actually makes it worse. I think it makes you want to smoke more. I have to be honest. I'm just going to tell you the truth. You know, it's supposed to be a substitute. I don't think so. I think it just makes you more addicted to nicotine. It's like, oh, been on the patch here for a week now. I better have some smokes. And other things going on. Yeah, okay, we talked yesterday about, and they're reiterating the fact that the Supreme Court seems to be leaning towards, at least to some degree, states' rights on immigration. And I said to you yesterday, this is one of the fascinating ones that's going to go before the court. It really is. And so now we're going to see which way the wind blows on this thing. So either federal law will trump state rights, or as our founding fathers intended, state rights should be trumping federal law. I don't know where we lost sight of that, but a long time ago. You know, the idea was that they wanted to have free and independent states. There was only 13 at the time. Maybe it seemed more doable then, you know. The whole idea of this country was to have as little government as possible torquing you off. You know what I mean? Taking your money. Torquing you off. So you might say, well, that sounds Republican right there. No, not necessarily. And that's, if you say, well, we want to have less regulation in certain areas than some other areas, you know, so that makes it smaller government, sorta, kinda. If it only benefits a few, and you're saying we have smaller government, then I'm all against it. Things that benefit the many are. I'm one of the many. That's why I'm. And I'm the great unwashed out here, and I admit it, and that's okay. You know? I tell people. People, you know, they comment that San Luis Obispo was like 10, it's always like 10 years behind where everybody else is doing. I say, yeah, we're hayseeds now. Enjoy that. That's what you came here for, to be a hayseed. Don't be trying to be up to date on anything. You don't need it. It's just more expensive anyway. This is, you know, the lady that won Teacher of the Year, and she was down there in Burbank. She has one of those last. She has one of those Polish last names. A little bit tough. Milwaukee, that's a guess. Anyway, Rebecca is her first name. Anyway, she's a Cal Poly grad, and we were talking about teaching yesterday. You know, you gotta, you need to be inspired to be a Cal Poly grad. I really think. I got. I know. I just stepped into political water here, so I'm going to have a phone call. I'm going to say hi. Hello, hello.
Bill?
Yes.
Hi, Bill. This is Larry.
What's your first name?
Larry.
Larry. Oh, hi, Larry. How are you?
I'm real good, real good. I heard you talking about immigration law and the role of states and the federal government.
Yes, sir.
I don't believe we can have 50 different immigration laws and situations in this country for every state that wants to regulate their own immigration. There is a role for the federal government, and immigration is an obvious one.
Well, and let me say this, because I said this yesterday, so I don't want to be misunderstood. The role of immigration, you're right, should be a federal. It should absolutely be a federal. Matter of fact, it's in the Constitution that they're supposed to protect our borders. That's the idea. We are supposed to have protected borders. So it is a federal. It's a federal job and should never be a state job. But as the some of the justices of the court have said, the federal government doesn't seem to care who's here or how they got here. So that's why they're starting to say, well, if the border states are the ones that have to make the regulations because the federal government won't do what they're supposed to do, then so be it. That's where they're leaning.
I don't see how that statement even makes sense from
I didn't make it. Oh, they made it.
Yeah, they made it. And based on what? There have been more deportations. There's less immigration, illegal immigration now than there has been in years. You can't have a country that's divvied up and ruled by 50 different little entities to protect its borders.
We do everything else as 50 little entities.
Now, there is a role for the federal government, and it is to promote the general welfare of the people, and this falls within that purview.
It certainly does. I agree with you. But what? So now what? Here's what the issue is. Of course, is the issue is that the federal government isn't really doing what the federal government should be doing, and in the we'll just say the obvious border states. You're talking about, you know, you're talking about Arizona, California, and Texas. And so it's not really being taken care of here. And because it's not being taken care of here, you know, on our border by the federal government, and you say, well, there's less illegal immigration now. There is, but a lot of it's because of the economy in the United States as much as anything else. And then they go from then these people go from these states to other states, and then the other states have to figure out what they're going to do. And so you're right. I think it's ridiculous to have 50 states trying to figure out what they're going to do about immigration when, in fact, it's the federal government's job. But as you've seen, the federal government's really not gotten off its keister to get it done.
Now, that's just, I don't think the case, and a lot of immigration hasn't been allowed to be tackled because not even George W. Bush could get his own party to go along with immigration reform.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty pathetic.
Here's the other.
I have heard so much from, I guess it's your friend Gary, over many weeks and months that I thought maybe you needed a different voice.
I'm glad I have a different voice, and I welcome. No, seriously, I welcome a different voice. I will also share the voice that a lot of people other echo the exact same feeling, and it's very obvious. It's not like you can turn your back and pretend it's not so. We, as California especially, as one of the biggest agricultural states that we have, we are the biggest agricultural state. California could not survive without the immigration from Mexico, illegal or otherwise. We would not be able to take care of our crops.
Absolutely. And that's the same with many, many other states.
Right. And we know that. We just know it like the nose on our face, and we pretend, well, yeah, but. So then you get this thing, so then it becomes this huge compromise, and everybody starts, and this is what you're talking about. All the states start to compromise, and some say, okay, you can be on welfare here, you can be educated here, you can do all that stuff. Other states say, no, you don't get any benefits whatsoever, in which case the people say, okay, well, go find a state where you can, because I want to put my kids in school. Then you have the kids, and then you have this other issue that's going on where you have the kids that came here because their parents brought them here as little children, and they had no choice, and now they've graduated from high school, and we're saying, well, they shouldn't get into college. Some people are saying, well, they shouldn't really be allowed to go into college. Are you serious?
See, that's crazy. That's insane. We are a nation of immigrants, and it doesn't take many generations back to find, you know, in every American, their roots from another country.
Right. I'll tell you what. I will sympathize, and the people that bitch about the money that it costs, I understand that. I'll go along with that. It is expensive, and I don't know a way. There must be some way we can temper what that expense is. But at the same time, especially when we get to this DREAM Act thing where the kids have gotten through high school and then we're supposed to turn our back on them, I find that absolutely stupid, especially because at this point then, how many Mexican kids do we have that are graduating from high schools in California that now could add to our economy?
Absolutely. You know. Absolutely. We're shortchanging ourselves with foolish policy.
I think so, too. I think so, too. But the Supreme Court, well, this is interesting, though. The Supreme Court, though, is I don't know why the Supreme Court, instead of saying, well, the federal government's not really getting off its keister to make a sound policy, so therefore the states probably have a right to do so, that's kind of like the corporations or people thing, you know?
Yeah.
It's like
insanity.
It's ass backwards.
Court.
Yeah, it's not right. It's not the right approach.
It's not right.
They should be taking the federal government to task. I mean, wholly taking the federal government to task and saying, you know, this is what should happen, and by law, this is what should be happening, and say here, and you know, declare it, and say this is what the federal government needs to do, and when they need to get it done by.
Well said. Well, thank you for letting me get my 2 cents in,
Larry. Any single time you want to do it, I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Okay. It's not an easy thing, this, you know. But much of what we are now facing in our world today is it's not easy thing. It's just not an easy thing, you know. It just the black and whites are all gone. You know? It's all shades of gray. Now here's a big story in the news, and this is, you know, I feel silly that I didn't get this out a week or so ago, maybe 2 weeks ago, and said and told you about one of my little birdies told me, because I don't know why I didn't do it. I just thought, well, maybe it's just talk, you know. But I guess it was more serious than that, as exposed right here in our local San Luis Obispo Tribune. And that is an IMAX theater could come to San Luis Obispo. Now, to picture where this would be, if you are on Higuera Street and you are walking and you're headed north on Higuera Street, So you have Woodstock's Pizza, and then you go up a ways, and there's a parking lot right there to the right of Woodstock's Pizza, and then there's the new government building is next to that, and there's a little restaurant or whatever it's called up there in the back. Okay, it's that parking lot. This is where they want to put the IMAX theater, so that's where you'd enter the IMAX theater. Then it would be attached to the Fremont Theater and the Downtown Cinemas or whatever that thing's called. What's the name of the other? I don't want to get the wrong name. Those other three cinemas there. And anyway, that would be the whole thing. So they want to put this whole big complex in. I said this to the person at the time, even though they weren't overjoyed about this perhaps happening. And we were talking about how many theaters are on all that. I said, but an IMAX theater would be kind of cool. Because I said, the only IMAX theater I've been to the one in Hearst Castle, but it's always been, you know, about Hearst Castle. And then I've been to the one that's in Monterey, if it's still there. I'm not sure if it's still there or not. And then they just show you ocean-y stuff, you know, which is interesting. But I think an IMAX theater would be fun. I probably couldn't afford it, though, is my problem. But anyway, so we'll see. Rob Rossi, John King want to put that thing together. They, of course, both own the Fremont. So be interested to see what happens with that. They haven't actually put in plans of the city or anything like that at this point. So, but it was interesting that somebody knew about it and told me, And I just, I failed. I'm not a reporter. I'm a gossipist. This is what I heard. Okay. And then, here we go. Here's what they say. Oh, you fools, you fools, you fools. Some free parking in Pismo endorsed. Advisory committee says it would benefit entire community and not just churchgoers. Yeah, yes it would. Same with San Luis Obispo. It benefits the atheists as much as it does the churchgoers. It does. But that's not their take on it. And if you already knew that wasn't their take on it, oh, Lord. Okay. We have fun with that. I need to take a break. There's things we have to find out about, like the Natural Foods Co-op.
The Dr. Ronald Hoffman Show is sponsored by San Luis Obispo's Natural Foods Co-op.
Hi, I'm Michael, manager of the Natural Foods Co-op in San Luis Obispo. We are a non-corporate, community-owned grocery store that offers a healthy alternative place to shop. At the Natural Foods Co-op, you'll find local organic produce and local pasture-raised meats, as well as organic grocery and bulk items. We have a large supplement section, as well as a bulk herb department with over 250 items. In the 37 years we've been in business, our goal has been to provide high-quality, healthy foods and supplements at the lowest prices possible. We have a friendly, knowledgeable staff that can help you with all your questions. Co-op members enjoy a discount at the register and better prices on special orders. However, we are open to the public and a membership is not required to shop. Come by and check us out at 745 Francis Avenue, right off Broad Street in San Luis Obispo. We're open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 7, closed on Sundays. Mention this ad and we'll give you a free t-shirt with your groceries. Natural Foods Co-op with San Luis Obispo. Everyone can shop. Anyone can join.
1340 KYNS is your news station, San Luis Obispo, and we have reworked our prime lineup to include your favorites. We would like to welcome back Randy Rhodes and Ed Schultz. We are saying goodbye to Carell and have moved Clark Howard to 8 p.m. To find out about the new lineup, visit us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/1340am. See you there.
Excuse me, sir. Can you tell me what SIPC is?
SIPC? Isn't that, no.
Miss, can you tell me what SIPC is?
SIPC. Don't tell me. Okay, tell me.
It's the Securities Investor Protection Corporation, an investor's first line of defense in the unlikely event a brokerage firm fails. It's there when real people need help.
Like me.
And me.
And you. Visit www.sipc.org.
Give me a break, would you please? Just play. Thank you. Thank you. I did that on purpose. I had to feel like I was in control of something. You're a Bill. This is Talk is Cheap, Friends and Neighbors Network. Bill's news and commentary about things that are going on. Now, one of the things, couple of things that are going on, aviation. Let's talk about aviation for a moment. Not a lot, but a little bit. There's a thing on YouTube now, and it's on all the websites, the news sites, and everything about the plane that had to land practically sideways somewhere because of the amount of wind, the 60-mile-an-hour winds. Well, actually, if you go on YouTube, they have a thing in the Mojave Desert where they practice that. And it's bizarre. I mean, they teach these pilots how to bring these planes in, I mean, not sideways, but at a 45-degree angle, you know. And then they, just as they're going to touch down, they kind of flip them straight ahead, you know, so they land and okay. But it's bizarre. I mean, they can do these amazing things. These pilots are taught to do amazing things. But anyway, this particular one that they have on the news now, this guy had to go around a couple times because he was like, whoa. Then they got the bird strike thing. I think, was it Idlewild, they said, in New York, because of the bird strikes around LaGuardia, that they, not Idlewild, LaGuardia, that they wanted to kill nearby geese that are in a marsh or something. The planes are doing a fine job of killing the geese. That's why they have bird strikes. I said this the other day. Can't they, isn't there some kind of a, you know, thing great they could put up there, you know, that would kind of shoot the bird before it ever got to the turbine? I don't know. Apparently not, because another bird. Actually, this bird strike was unusually different because it didn't hit the engine. It hit right above the windshield of the thing. You know, it got caught in the windshield wiper or something. You know how that happens sometimes in your windshield wiper. But on an airplane, I guess it's considered much more serious. And if I was in the plane, I'd want them to consider it more seriously, I gotta tell you. Okay, we can't be having birds stuck to the plane when I'm flying it. Thank you very much. All right, other things going on. We haven't done the gossip today, and we should. This is a good gossip thing. Jane Goodall is going to be the 2013 Rose Parade Grand Marshal. There she is. I hope they have some chimps on the car or whatnot, you know what I mean? They should give her a float like a jungle, you know, have little chimps in there. Sean Penn was embraced by Mikhail Gorbachev after they presented him the 2012 Peace Summit Award on Wednesday in Chicago. The Dalai Lama looked on. Then they had an interview with the Dalai Lama, and it was on here on the thing. I haven't got to it, you know. I don't know if we really need to play, but he says, does the Dalai Lama ever kind of get distracted by women? He goes, oh, you bet. So I tell you that in case you wondered what was going on with the Dalai Lama in that area. Bobby Brown has entered a no contest plea for the singer on one count of drunk driving. Pete Seeger, honored for his arts. He's won a prize. He might just sing a song to celebrate. 92-year-old troubadour is receiving a Distinguished Service Award from the American Academy of Arts and Letters. And country star makes family feud public. This is George Jones, who's now 80 years old. And so he's in there raising heck about his daughter's taking all his money, and he's trying to give her as much money as he can. But so she says, I'm just devastated by him revealing that. And that's, she saw him devastated, but I think that's what it was. And then here's a picture of the New People magazine with Beyonce, the most beautiful woman in the world. All right, here, guess what else we're celebrating today? 20 years since the L.A. riots. It'll be 20 years ago this Sunday. So Rodney King's on a tour. He's got a book called, anybody got an aspirin? Or something like that. Anyway, so they had all the different people that were in the Rodney King thingy. George Holliday was a guy that that videoed the thing. Stacey Kuhn, one of the cops, he retired after the incident, lives in an L.A. suburb. Lawrence Powell was one of the officers. It was really rough on him. He no longer discusses the incident with anybody. Timothy Wynn moved to the north Midwest. Theodore Brizino, I'm sorry, he moved to the Midwest. Reginald Denny, who was the white truck driver that was attacked, he has remained steadfastly out of the limelight, living quietly in Arizona and declining interviews. Harry Keith Kiki Watson was one of the several men videotaped attacking the white truck driver. And he has two daughters in college. Recently returned to his childhood home near the site where Denny was attacked to care for his elderly mother. However, Damian Football Williams, the guy that actually hit him in the back of the head with a brick, was sentenced to 10 years in prison after he released, after 4 years, convicted of 2000 murder of a Los Angeles drug dealer. He's spending 46 years to life in prison. Gary Williams, who was videotaped going through Denny's pockets, after the beating. He was sentenced to 3 years in prison. And then Bobby Green was one of the riot's greatest heroes. He saw this on TV, raced to the scene, got in the truck. He's a truck driver. Got the guy in the truck, okay, and then said Reginald Day got him in the truck and drove him to the hospital. And then he got a lot of criticism from a lot of neighbors about it, you know, when he got back. And he was saying, you know, and he said to his children, and he said always, he says that, you know, this is not a race issue. There's no white or black. This has nothing to do with anything. This is just wrong. That's it. That was it. Gingrich to end a stormy, debt-laden bid. Newt, you've always been a Newt, pal. So I didn't know. See, he was one of the kids in school that got beat up a lot, I think. You know what I'm saying? But then as he grew older and realized he could take it out on the rest of us, he did. So, you know, how was it? All right, other people in the news. Oh, we had the story yesterday, and yesterday Burger King is pledging cage-free eggs and pork. Polls shows a slim majority favor the governor's tax hike, and it's just it's by a whisker, too, by the way. All right. Now, cow disease not considered high among food safety risks. There's plenty of other things that will kill you when you eat your food. Let me tell you, you don't have to be worried about mad cow. There's other things going on. Let me see what else I have here. Okay, well, this is, you have to know that all young people have always, well, not just young people, but people want to get loaded. You know, they want to get stoned on something. They want to get bummed. So have you heard what the kids are using? It's coming up in 30 seconds. It's not a car ad where you just show them flying around. I think it's Nissan.
At Nissan, our ideal is innovation. Five all-new models over the next 15 months, including a completely reimagined Altima. Welcome to our most innovative year ever. Nissan, innovation for all.
Kids are drinking it. Why are they drinking it? Well, for the first time ever, I actually read the label of this hand sanitizer. 62% ethyl alcohol. You know, the only liquor with more alcohol than that is grain alcohol. Ethyl alcohol, 62% in hand sanitizer. You go to some grain alcohol, you got 95%. You're talking 120 proof.
You're talking about something very strong. Kids have not necessarily been drinking until this, so it doesn't take much to have a child who's going to have alcohol poisoning. And in recent weeks, 6 children have ended up in the emergency room in California. So this is a very real danger. One of the things that is being suggested by other physicians is to have them get the foam variety of hand sanitizer rather than the gel. It's harder to drink it. Kids are also distilling these gels. That's apparently on YouTube as well, and that's much harder to do with the foam to separate the alcohol out. You don't really need it at home. You've got soap and water available. You know, schools, because it's harder to get the kids doing it, washing their hands, it sometimes works a little better in industrialized sort of settings. And same when you're out and about. But I don't think I would keep it at home at this point, you know, unless you're going to lock it with the liquor cabinet.
With the recent outbreak and a lot of different types of flu, swine flu, bird flu, you've had a massive increase in the advised use of hand sanitizer. And so, therefore, it's more readily available. You can buy it anywhere. You don't need an ID to buy it, yet it is 120 proof. But teenagers are going to always find ways to get high, whether it's, you know, taking no-dos or sniffing glue or paint or whatever. Teenagers are always going to find ways to push the boundaries and get high. What's interesting here is that, like the doctor said, is that kids are mixing just regular old salt with some hand sanitizers, which actually makes it almost 100% pure alcohol. And then take it a step further, we've talked to kids that have actually mixed it with household sweeteners, with different types of mouthwash and other household items, and actually are getting hallucinogenic effects, not just getting drunk, but having hallucinations from different mixtures of hand sanitizer.
I love those kids, I'll tell you. Hand sanitizer. Who's a, I, you know, the amazing thing about kids is this is the internet. This is true. The internet has a lot to do with this. And they communicate and everything. And then somebody had to find out somewhere in some part of the world that if you could drink hand sanitizer, you know, and then it just goes viral and everybody in the whole wide world, the kids start doing it. But it's really dangerous because 120 proof, most booze are 40 proof. So it's a kick. I mean, it doesn't take much. So they had the grain alcohol thing, which is 190 proof, which I've had once. That's what they call moonshine. That can get you. So anyway, just one time, I had to experiment, you know, like kids do. And I was not a kid though. But anyway, so this is it's great for that Johnson & Johnson, some of these other people. Not good for the kids. So what happens now with hand sanitizer? Can any kid walk into any store and we say, walk out with a bottle of gel hand sanitizer? I guess. Why couldn't it have been made with isopropyl alcohol? How come they don't answer that question? That's the obvious question. Why did they not use isopropyl alcohol in hand sanitizers? Because you can't drink that. Well, you can drink one swallow of it and then you barf. You know, I don't understand thoroughly why we don't get all the we don't have all the answers here. But maybe we'll get them. Maybe we'll find out why. We could look it up and find out why can't they use isopropyl alcohol in hand sanitizer? We'll see if we can learn something. All right, let's see what else. See if anything's breaking in the news right here. Official acknowledges past misconduct by the Secret Service. You know, there's been other places they've been that they were fadoodling around. So then let's return to the days of yesteryear. And right here, and then this was in the news today. Oh, this was the editorial by the Tribune today. I still think my idea is sound. I'd have to tell you the truth. They're saying, here's what they're saying, is that what are you doing cutting out this sign language class? What, are you crazy? Los Paso's ASL program leaves students hanging. We understand the need for school districts to save money, but cutting courses ill-serves students who invested time in the first year. Paso Robles Joint Unified School District faces a dilemma. It must cut costs to remain solvent, and eliminating classes that do not attract large numbers of students is a logical choice. The decision to abruptly drop its entire American Sign Language program does too great a hardship for high school students who already started the sequential program and need the second year to satisfy college entrance requirements. Ideally, we wish the district could continue offering the sign language program year after year. The loss of diversity in high school language programs is one of the most unfortunate hits education has suffered in recent years. So anyway, I still think that there must be a way to take a kid who has 1 year of it and help him help the others with the second year of it. And that would just seem to me to be the way the mop would flop. But maybe if you have a new sign that you don't know what it is, but you could do kind of like the game, charades. Classes would take longer, but they'd be more fun, I believe.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. Iran is building an army to fight the United States. That's what experts are saying today, pointing to a virtual war with potential real-world consequences.
This is Howard Arenstein. Experts like Frank Salufo of George Washington University say a cyber attack from Iran is a growing threat.
Iran is investing heavily in building its cyber warfare capabilities, including standing up the Iranian cyber army. Are we ready for this?
Ilan Berman of the American Foreign Policy Council says the answer may be no.
Serious institutional awareness of the threat from Iran and the cyber warfare potential of Iran has lagged behind the times, and so has a governmental response to it.
Targets could include power grids or water supplies. Howard Arenstein, CBS News, Washington.
The potentially violent first anniversary of the killing of Osama bin Laden is next week. White House spokesman Jay Carney says the president has ordered a top-to-bottom security review, and CBS News has confirmed there has been an increase of jihadist messages to coincide with the first anniversary of bin Laden's death. What if you could turn a scar into a muscle. Turns out heart doctors may be able to do just that.
Millions of people who have heart failure caused by scar tissue after a heart attack or stroke could benefit from the Duke University study led by Dr. Victor Zhao.
It's possible by our study to switch a scar cell into a muscle cell in the heart.
Perhaps most importantly, such a potential therapy could be achieved without the controversial use of stem cells. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Depending on what you pay for health care, you could get a rebate this summer.
A Kaiser Family Foundation study concludes health insurers will be making a big payout this summer.
By August, our estimate is that $1.3 billion is going to be returned to consumers and employers from insurance companies.
Kaiser's Larry Levitt calls it one of the most tangible benefits of the Obama health reform law. The rebate are triggered if a company fails to spend 80% of premium payments on health care or plan improvements. Levitt says companies have also held down premiums in anticipation of rebates. Pam Coulter, CBS News.
The number of people asking for unemployment checks for the first time was about the same last week, 388,000. Economist Joel Naroff.
Jobs are being created. We'd like to see them being created at a greater extent, but at least they're being created, and over time, watch the unemployment rate. It's likely to fall.
Other economists are saying the concern of the moment is creation of jobs appears to be slowing. On Wall Street, the Dow up 110 points, NASDAQ gained 19, oil $104.5 a barrel. William Lawless Pace has died. What makes that remarkable is he's the Guinness record holder for living the longest with a bullet in his head. His brother accidentally shot him with their daddy's .22 rifle. That was in 1917. Always close to death, not quite there. He worked as a janitor in a cemetery. He was 103. This is CBS News.
An idea is born, but your team lives worlds apart. No problem. Welcome to GoToMeeting with HD Faces by Citrix, the easy way to meet online and face-to-face with high-definition video. Stream with one click from any computer, share screens in real time, and edit documents together. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and enter promo code 45. GoToMeeting with HD Faces. Try it free today.
Attention residents of this neighborhood. My name is Dave, and I'm opening a new sporting goods store right down the street. So, listen, if you're into sporting goods, stop in and buy some of my competitively priced gear. You won't regret it.
There's an easier, more effective way to find the customers that matter most. With Every Door direct mail from the Postal Service, you can reach every home, every address, every time. Visit USPS.com/mail to learn more.
Oh, one more thing. Since I'm here, has anyone seen my cat?
Would the First Lady ever think about running for president?
First Lady Michelle Obama closes the door on ever moving into the office currently held by her husband.
Will you ever run for president?
Absolutely not.
Mrs. Obama taking questions at a Take Your Son and Daughter to Work event.
I've been First Lady. This is the better job.
Is it
because
a hard job?
It, you know, it's very busy. I have a lot to do, but I couldn't call it hard.
Clearly optimistic about the political future, Mrs. Obama told the young audience, after the president's terms end, they will do other important things. Peter Mayer, CBS News, The White House.
Ernest Hemingway's legendary hangout in Havana is having a birthday. Bodequita del Medio. Well, he's 70 now, serving up mojitos and rice and beans, plantains, and other good stuff since 1942. It's called his legendary hangout because the legend goes Hemingway only went there once. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
Today, my journey to upside people money on car insurance has got me reflecting a bit. You know, about all the places I've been so far, all the nice folks I've met, and all the money Geico's saved them. I mean, if I had a dollar for every time I saved somebody money on car insurance, I could retire tomorrow. But then, I'd have to stop my journey across America. I'd never get to visit Collinsville, Illinois, and see the world's largest bottle of ketchup. But there's no way I'm going to miss that.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Looking for a better way to grow your business? A Regions Cash Core Analysis can help uncover ways to optimize your cash flow and improve your bottom line. It's all part of the better business banking experience we're building just for you. So, if you're ready for a bank with the insight and guidance to help grow your business, switch to Regions. Drop by a branch or visit Regions.com/yourbusiness today. Regions, it's time to expect more. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
Country Oaks Care Center, caring for the loved ones that you care about. Country Oaks, owned and operated by John and Sharon Henning, they're friends of mine, really nice friends, and that niceness shows at the 57-bed skilled nursing facility at 830 East Chapel in Santa Maria. Country Oaks specializes in short-term rehabilitation and long-term care. Country Oaks accepts Medicare, Medi-Cal, HMOs, and private insurance, and will do the paperwork for you. They offer physical, occupational, speech, and oral, and IV therapies, including a fully equipped therapy room. At Country Oaks Care Center, your loved ones will find a warm and caring staff and a home-like atmosphere. All activities are geared to individual needs and desires, as well as nutritious meals and that extra ounce of caring and a cup of slow-roasted coffee. From Rotary to their annual float participation in the Santa Maria Elks Rodeo Parade, the Hennings are involved in their community. At 830 East Chapel in Santa Maria, Country Oaks Care Center, caring for the loved ones that you care about.
For three decades now, slow-roasted coffee has been waking up the Central Coast. Most of you already know that your local grocery stores carry slow-roasted coffee, but I'll bet you didn't know that you can now shop directly at Slow Roasted Coffee's warehouse in Los Osos. That's right, walk in the door and you might smell the beans a-roastin'. When you shop at Slow Roasted Coffee, you'll find an expanded variety of coffee choices. And when you buy a 10-pound bag of your favorite coffee blend, you'll save an additional 10%. One more good thing, you'll receive two free samples with your order. So come on by and see for yourself where Slow Roasted Coffee comes from. You can shop weekdays from 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. Just give them a call in advance, please. Call them at 528-7317. That's 528-7317. And they'll have your order waiting for you. Find Slow Roasted Coffee in Los Osos at 1172 Los Olivos Avenue near Fairchild. Slow Roasted Coffee, a tradition that tastes great.
It actually comes from all over the world, but you'll find it roasted there at Slow Roasted Coffee on Los Olivos. All over the place. Many, many, many countries. Many, many, many countries. Hey, Bill, I want to talk to you about Charter a little bit because they got some good things going on with Charter Communications right now. And so you get, and they call it, we're calling it 30 for 30, but it's actually 30 for $29.95. And that's 30 megs of a zip on your internet, your high-speed internet. You can go up to 100 if you want, and you can go up to 100. And so you can just do everything zippy. Everybody in the family can get online at the same time. It doesn't matter. It works great. Then we get Charter Telephone. You get free calls within the country for one price for free. Charter, I'm huge on Charter. I'm getting yourself a DVR and getting your premium channels and stuff because I have to admit, I don't see a lot of movies when they come out, but I see a lot of movies when they finally after pay-per-view, they then go to premium channels. And so, yeah, I'm cheap. And so then I can watch them. That's cool. And you can too. But you got to get a hold of Charter. Get 1-888-GET-CHARTER.com. Go 1-888-GET-CHARTER. That's 1-888-GET-CHARTER. I don't have the thing in front of me yet. Well, that would be it. 1-888-GET-CHARTER. Okay, right, that's it. 1-888-GET-CHARTER. Right. Okay, I got it. That's good. Charter smart. All right, there we go. Pentagon. Oh, Mr. Gosh. Pentagon. All right, other things are going on in our world today. I was going to hit something. They say to the RAM, they're trying to cyber attack us and do bad things to us and that nice thing. So they're preparing for a war. But is it just cyber war or is it? And then Pakistan, in a one-sentence story, remember this, with North Korea, we had people going there, and we had, you know, reports, and we had a big deal about it for a week, you know, leading up to the launch of the North Korean missile that went and fell apart, and didn't work, and they had a one-sentence story in the paper today that Pakistan launched a new intermediate-range ballistic missile. If you can trust Pakistan, I'm not comfortable about Pakistan, to tell you the truth. I'm not comfortable about Iran. I'm not comfortable about that either. Anyhow. Why do people pick on us? A lot of things are going on in our world. Now, this is... can't fix our problems because we're not willing to. That's true. I'm going to tell you that's what I think. I think government, I mean us, you and I, but we don't, our problems are not fixed because our government's not willing to fix them. So take it, be it immigration, be it all kinds of things. But here's one of these things right here. Now, Senate votes to slow closing of post offices. The Senate offered a lifeline for nearly bankrupt U.S. Postal Service on Wednesday, voting to give the struggling agency $11 billion cash infusion while delaying controversial decisions on closing post offices and Saturday delivery. So why don't they, mostly on along rural urban lines, over the past several weeks, bills modified, so they vote. Here's the thing, a 62 to 37 vote. Here's what I don't understand. I mean, so here's the thing. Why don't we stop, because I don't think it would affect, I'm pretty sure it would not affect any postal carrier right now. Why don't we first stop Saturday delivery? We don't need it. Stop it. We don't need it. We stop it. And if you say, well, let's see. When you say the Social Security, my Social Security check will come on Saturday. I don't know. Mine's, by next year, they're all going to have to be direct deposit or directly to a checking account or directly to something, because that's what Social Security just said the other day. So I can't think of anything else that you need on a Saturday. Is there anything else you need on a Saturday that desperately? No. So why don't we knock off the Saturday stuff first and then see if we can save some dough with that. I have to admit, there's some pretty rural places that have post offices, but the people that need them, the people that use them, and the more rural you are, probably the more necessary it is to have a post office as opposed to places that have two and three, like San Luis Obispo. Two, and then you have, and then Pismo. So let's say they closed a little post office in Pismo Beach, and you had to drive to Shell Beach. And then somebody had to drive all the way to San Luis Obispo to do mail, or to Aurora Grande to do mail, about the same distance both ways. Here's the dichotomy of that. We would use our car more. We would buy more gas and more federal tax. We'd go to the federal government because we've bought more gas. It's an amazing, amazing system we have here. One I certainly don't understand. I have people in the news, things that are going on today that I read earlier and now share with you at this time. This is like a good ending to a story right here, and that is a thief stole a car in L.A. with a toddler inside, and then the girl was dropped off unharmed. They said the thief apparently then noticed the three-year-old in the back seat and pulled over to let her out. A passerby found the crying child standing on the sidewalk. So it's not like, the best thing you do with a kid, but it beats, doing something worse. And, now everybody's scouring. Everybody's going crazy up in the foothills by Sacramento and the Sierra foothills because the little meteorites have been found, the little guys from that big one that was the size of a van. But they want to find the one that was the size of a van, or hopefully they hope it didn't disintegrate or upon impact. But if it did, there'd still be chunks. So everybody's going crazy trying to find chunkies. This would be interesting to do. This, if you could find a reasonable amount of this thing, and then see how much precious metal was in it, and then you could tell these other people that are thinking of mining meteorites and say, either it's a good idea or a bad idea. Maybe there's nothing in it. Maybe it's like a Hostess Twinkie. Maybe there's just a cream filling inside. So there's no sense of going after that. All right, other things are going on. The surfing Madonna apparently remains homeless after lawmakers refused to permit the artwork to be installed at a beach in San Diego County. And the Assembly Committee on Tuesday rejected legislation that would have permitted a 10-foot mosaic to be installed at Moonlight State Beach in Encinitas. Committee members said they were reluctant to overturn a decision by parks officials to reject the artwork. The mosaic was removed from a railroad underpass last year because it was unauthorized work and had been seeking a new home. They'll find someplace. I'll do someplace. Somebody will say, here, I'll give you a chunk of land or something. They did that just out in the desert. We had one of those last cross deals going on. And so the federale said, okay, we'll give you the land and then you give us land somewhere else and we can put up the cross. Other things. The reputed leader of the New England Mafia, who allegedly bragged that he would enforce his authority by burning opponents alive, was charged with being a really bad dude. racketeering, extortion, all that stuff. Another blow to criminal organized crime right there. D'Annunzio, who's 53, the younger brother of the convicted mobster Carmen the Cheese Man D'Annunzio, is the sixth consecutive boss or acting boss of the New England Mafia to face criminal charges. His predecessors have all been convicted, and they're in the big house. Now, I don't know if it's like wise guys. You know, I don't know if they're living the life, evil. Probably not. Viva Loco. The grandmother of a 4-year-old girl who became hysterical during a security screen at the Kansas airport said Wednesday that the child was forced to undergo a pat-down after hugging her with security agents yelling and calling the crying girl an uncooperative suspect. There's more of this than meets the eye. This is weird. So mom and the little daughter, okay, the mom and little daughter went through screening. She's 4 years old. Mom and the little daughter went through screening. Grandma had already been, something had gone off, some detector had gone off, and so grandma was told to wait, you know, because they had to pat her down or whatever they had to do. Meanwhile, the little girl goes running back to hug grandma. And so then they thought, okay, now we've got to pat down the little girl, because what if grandma had something bad and then she gave it to the little girl who's already been through, and so they were going to just let her back in, of course. It's one of those weird stories. I think it's bad parenting, to tell you the truth. Now, here's some news. France says it might intervene in Syria. The nation would need to invoke a UN measure which could be vetoed by either China or Russia, I guess, or not. If they're going to go through the UN, they'd have to. Well, they say, we don't have to go through any stinking UN. I don't need any stinking UN. So there it is. I don't want to talk about that. Secret Service, all the food watches going on and that stuff. Done with that. Unless we find that's something extraordinary, I don't know. I doubt it. I think it's pretty much just guys and gals, you know, those things I have. I think it's one of guys and gal things. All right, let me get you another thing I want to tell you about. Because it's important. It's things that we should know about and care about and discuss. All right? Now, this is an amazing thing to me. I think it's totally cool. Norwegians sing to annoy the mass killer. Norwegians raised their voices in unison on Thursday to get under the skin of the admitted mass killer, Anders Breivik. Estimated 40,000 people turned out on central Oslo's square to sing Children of the Rainbow, a Norwegian version of My Rainbow Race, written by American folk singer Pete Seeger. During his trial for the killings of 77 people last summer, Breivik cited the song as an example of Marxist influence on Norwegian culture. The Norwegian version of the song describes a world where every sister and every brother shall live together like small children of the rainbow, according to a report in the Norway Post. Breivik, whose trial in Oslo City Court began last week, boasts of being an ultra-nationalist who killed his victims to fight multiculturalism in Norway. Thursday's event, which included a march to the courthouse to drop roses outside, was a beautiful, touching scene, said one person. They said, according to a report on visitors from Norway, that the whole thing was really pretty cool, and that's the way it is. So they're just annoying to do. It's like, you know, down at Guantanamo and playing funny music to people. Right there. Okay, Jordan's team among the NBA's worst ever. Other than that, things are going really good. Other than that, things are going really good. The Bobcats. The Bobcats could set an NBA record for the worst winning percentage. The only problem is, while Jordan at the top of those records, his team could be at the bottom, because he knew he was a big record. If the Charlotte Bobcats lose to the New York Knicks at the Time Warner Cable Arena in Charlotte, North Carolina tonight, they will finish the regular season with the worst winning percentage in league history. 106 on a record of 7 wins, 59 losses. That would be worse than 119-72-73 Philadelphia 76ers, who finished at 0.110. I see what they're saying. This is at 0.106, 0.110 with 973. There is a difference in the number of games because the NBA season was shortened by a labor dispute between the league and its players. Bobcats were also on a 22-game losing streak with a loss Thursday night. They'll be the 1978 Denver Nuggets and the 95-96 Vancouver Grizzlies for the second-longest losing streak in NBA history,
One of the 2010-11 Cleveland Cavaliers have strung no losses in a row, and that was 26. So that's enough all that, but I just was letting you know there was a... There's Michael Jordan sitting there going, yeah, are you kidding me? Do I have to go out there and play? I'm old. I think he does. I'll tell you the truth. I think he should get out there and give it a go. All right. I don't know what this is going to be. We're going to have a commercial. And then we're going to, it says, I saw this, so I want to find out how. It says, you can save hundreds of dollars a year on groceries by sticking to these tips from Allison Kosick and Consumer Reports. So we're going to find out how to save hundreds of dollars in groceries.
You know, because you've been, you know, this is what you've been doing. You know, you've been working. And now you're talking about, well, you know, I won't be, and I get the chance to spend more time with my wife and my kids. It's my world. That's my world.
We all shop for groceries, but we don't always think about how the stores we shop in influence our buying decisions. Many consumers shop on autopilot, and stores, they take advantage of that. Researchers found that shoppers who started on the right-hand side of the store and shopped in a counterclockwise direction spent more on average than shoppers who started on the left. Consumer Reports says stores use displays that stick out to make products look more tempting. Manufacturers pay stores to place their products in certain areas, so be sure to check shelves below eye level. And those items at the end of the aisle, they may not actually be on sale. Now, according to Consumer Reports, Americans make an average of 88 trips to the store each year and spend an average of $5,060. But you can save hundreds of dollars a year by shopping smart. Begin by taking a flyer. Consumer Reports says that stores will often sell items for less than they pay for them to draw you into the store and get you to buy more expensive items. But just because an item is in the flyer doesn't mean it's on sale. Coupons are also a great way to save. Newspaper inserts are still the main source for coupons, but you can also find coupons online at store online sites and manufacturer websites as well. Loyalty, that pays as well. Consumer Reports says stores are increasingly saving the best deals for customers who have loyalty cards. But be sure to check the store's privacy policy before giving up your personal information. Finally, don't keep your age a secret. Some stores offer extra savings to older shoppers on certain days. If you have two products that look the same, don't compare the item price. Check the unit price instead. That's the cost per ounce or cost per pound. And Consumer Reports recommends trying the store brand. Almost three-quarters of respondents to a Consumer Reports survey said they bought store brand products. And 89% of those respondents reported that the store brands were as good or better than the national brand. For Top Tips, I'm Allison Kosick.
Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes when Michael Humps makes your face to you. These days are ours. These days are ours. Tell them the these happy days are yours and mine. These happy days are yours and mine. Happy days.
1340 KYNS is your news station, San Luis Obispo, and we have reworked our prime lineup to include your favorites. We would like to welcome back Randy Rhodes and Ed Schultz. We are saying goodbye to Corral and have moved Clark Howard to 8 p.m. To find out about the new lineup, visit us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/1340am. See you there.
Just like the Dodgers on the field, your car is a finely tuned machine. Keep your car running Dodger smooth at Black Road Auto. You can save money on all types of car repair, foreign and domestic. With over 20 years of experience in transmission and car repair, Black Road Auto has over 15 acres of classic and hard-to-find auto parts. When you need your car repaired, transmission service, or auto parts, think of Black Road Auto. Black Road Auto, 1500 Black Road, Santa Maria, or call them at 346-2770. That's 346-2770.
OMG. LOL. When we see these, we know what they mean. Now, if you were asked how to spell literacy, could you? How about illiteracy? If you knew that 17% of Slo County residents over 16 read at or below the lowest literacy level, would you be shocked? Radio Central Coast
Coast invite you to a fun event where the funds raised go to fight illiteracy right here in Slo County. Wine, Wit, and Words is a spelling bee where friends can help you with a word. You can even bribe the judges. It's all in fun. Gather sponsors or step up yourself to form a team of four spellers. Sign up now for the Literacy Council's second annual grown-up spelling bee at the Slo Vets Hall, 7 p.m. May 4th. See the fun options and register online at sloliteracy.org. All in the name of raising funds to improve literacy. All money raised stays in the county, and we all benefit from a population that can read. See you on May 4th. Go to sloliteracy.org. sloliteracy.org.
Our music there is by Secret Garden, and I thank you for sharing. Hey, I'm Bill Becker. This is Talking Sheep, your friends and neighbors. Never, you can call if you want. 786-2578, 786-2578, or 1-866-937-1340. Now, here's the interesting thing about the IMAX theater that's being, it's being thought of at this point by Rob Ross and John King. Did you notice they got the little bit of the motel in fixed? So here's a scoop. The marquee, so it's much like they bought the marquee, they owned it. The Granada Theater got a new marquee a while back, so they saved the one from years and years and years ago. And so this was, let me get the facts straight for you here, will you? Just a second, let me get the facts. Okay, the, according, this is, we're incorporating a new marquee from the 1940s, similar to Fremont marquee.
Russ, at the Granada Theater in Santa Barbara and replaced the theater's original 1925 marquee. It's renovating the Granada, Rossi, and renovating Rossi decided to recreate the 1925 look and save the 1942 marquee for future use. So it's from 1942. And Rob Rossi must own the Granada Theater in Santa Barbara. Anyway, so here's the thing. So now here's the question we should ask ourselves. Name the new IMAX theater. Should you just keep the Granada sign the way it is, and it can be called the Granada Theater? Of course, they still have a Granada Theater in Santa Barbara. It could be called Granada 2. It could be called Obispo 2, because the Obispo Theater would burn down. Or it could be more catchy than that. It could be called Max the IMAX. It could be sort of Roman. It could be I Maximus. Hey, Bill, now you've gotten carried away. Shut up. All right. Let me try to name the theater. I went off course. Have I ever heard the name Mark Anthony? Mark Anthony has a line of clothes for Kohl's. God bless these people. You know, they don't care where their stuff goes as long as somebody's going to give them a big paycheck, you know. I mean, when you think of Martha Stewart and her lifestyle, do you really think of a Target? No, you don't. When you think of Mark Anthony, do you really think of Kohl's? But anyway, but here's the thing, and that's what you can do. But it struck me today when I saw Kohl's ad, and they were advertising Mark Anthony suits. And Mark Anthony, every time I hear that name, I have to tell you, I pause and have to remember that it's this young guy that's popular now, because I immediately go in and think I'm going to see some woman guy with an olive leaf on his head.
Yeah, so I share with it.
I like IMAXimus. I think it's pretty good. Other things. Inevitably, have to get to some bad news, and the time has come for Bill, I'm afraid. And that is the 36-year-old San Francisco man has entered his plea of not guilty to gross vehicular manslaughter relating to his alleged role in the crash that killed a 27-year-old Cayucas woman last week. Michael Allen Kessler appeared in San Francisco court on Wednesday morning and entered his plea to the manslaughter charges, the four other counts before Judge Jacqueline Duffy. Kessler pleaded not guilty to gross vehicular manslaughter, hit and run, causing death, possession of methamphetamine, possession of marijuana, all but the marijuana-related charge, which is a misdemeanor or felony. He also faced a possible enhanced penalty of fleeing the scene of the wreck. He crashed the car, getting killed Elizabeth Ashley Newman. She, however, was not wearing a seatbelt, which is too bad. But anyway. So, and he is the spitting image of a young Charles Manson, that man. So that's not going to work in his favor if he goes to court with a not guilty plea. Can't tell you the truth. Unless they give him a haircut and a shave and whatnot. That's just where you can't help it. That's what you look, that's what you see when you see that man. Yeah. And that former school aide in San Miguel was sentenced. Now, this is interesting. Everybody in the world that they interviewed on the TV said, everybody's like in shock. They're like, this woman would never do this. This is not a woman that would do this sort of thing. But I don't know. So she's going to spend 180 days in jail for not doing it, if that's what they think, or for doing it. Depends on how you look at it. So, but the court apparently has decided that she was a bad girl and had sex with a 14-year-old boy. So there she is. So now she has to register her stuff for him. All right. But more on that column today. Group helps fight against kids' cancer. Now here's some day brightening news. The San Francisco-based Kids Cancer Research Foundation recently donated $35,000 to the Texas Children's Cancer Center at the Baylor College of Medicine. And then it was matched by a local dude who put in a match that's $70,000. So here, once again, I just am going to say this, that the people of San Francisco surgeons. And this may be good news for all of us. I'm going to tell you the truth. Let me see. I think I'm losing. Yeah. I said, put me on the call-up list for somebody that cancels, because I all of a sudden realized I think my eyesight's gotten worse. So tomorrow morning, I'm going down to the VA in Santa Monica, not Santa Maria, and they're going to scope out my eyes. Okay. I think it's affected me, huh? It's affecting you more because you're listening. Remember what I said about Walmart and paying bribes? Here's a very fascinating story right here. Here's an article, and this is by Jeffrey Myron, the Senior Lecturer Director of Undergraduate Studies at Harvard University and Senior Fellow at the Cato Institute. Myron is the author of Libertarianism from A to Z in 2001. Myron consulted for the International Mass Retail Association, which receives funding from Walmart, by the way. But here's what he had to say. The Walmart's Mexican subsidiary paid bribes in 2005 and earlier to Mexican officials who grant permits for stores like Walmart. And did Walmart cover up these actions for several years after an internal investigation discovered the bribes before finally reporting the Internal Investigation Department of Justice and the SEC? The answer, according to recent news accounts, is yes. This could mean that Walmart violated the Foreign Control Practice Act adopted in 1977, which forbids U.S. companies from paying bribes to foreign officials. Let me get to what the guy says. Well, this is his way of saying, I thought maybe he was going to have a quote of himself. Yet the public policymakers should also consider whether the Foreign Corrupt Policies Act is a good policy, and despite good intentions, particularly the goal of reducing corruption, it's not. The act is difficult to enforce on a consistent basis. The most likely outcome, therefore, that the Foreign Corrupt Piracies Act had minimal impact on bribes that enriches the least honest companies. And if the act deters bribes by U.S. companies operating abroad, that's even worse. The reason is that the threat of prosecution of the act discourages U.S. companies from doing business abroad in the first place. The act also is harmful, especially when it reduces bribes, because much bribery is an attempt to get around laws that make little sense in the first place. Such laws include, you know, barriers to entry, union protections that make firing or plant closures all but impossible, and excessive environmental health and safety regulation, and maybe sometimes not. So he's basically saying, being a libertarian, of course, he's saying, well, you know, this is if you have to pay bribes, that's how you have to do business. I said that my father had said the same thing to me, you know, yesterday. That this was about many years ago, before 1977. And you know, it's interesting because, you know, if that's so. What are they saying? We'd rather have you just wither and dry up than, you know, do something we think is wrong. I don't know. If you were arrested in Tijuana and a cop said, you crossed my palm with a coin, and I'll be happy to let you out of here. It would have to be a hefty coin because it's right on the border. You know, I'm not going to let you out for just a little bit. But if they just say, oh, no, I've done the wrong thing, and I'll sit here and wait for my trial. I'm going to go to Mexican prison, and God knows what happened to me there. So, or would you say, yes, how much do you want? Just asking. Will you take it to a personal level and say, okay, now you're in this boat. What do you do?
Yeah, I'm just asking.
I think we should call it an access. I have a little news here. Other things are going on. You know what? I didn't mark a single letter to the other day for whatever reason. They said the marathon was great. Norm Jackson said, moved to men for over 100 years. Corporations have been picking apart our Constitution to change the rules that at one time kept them from usurping our nation's Bill of Rights. The Supreme Court ruled Citizens United versus the FEC. Corporations became people, and then it became free speech that cannot be regulated. So this is Norm Jackson, the task force, saying, are you crazy? Yeah, everybody agrees. I mean, except for the corporations. The corporations don't, because they think they made the decision in the Supreme Court, but nobody else does. Okay. And Dick from Paso Robles, Thirsty Vineyards. And the Pomo water is a warning for Paso. All the grapes in that area are pumping water a lot. The water level will drop a lot. The wineries say no, but we'll see. I won't be here, but a lot of you will. Jeez, Dick. A little morbid, aren't you, pal? Here the guy just died. He was 103 years old and had a bullet in his head. You know, you could be around for a long. You could live. You could be in the parched earth. But here's what he had to say about that. This was mostly all dry land farming when I was growing up. Well, it still is. You know, I mean, we have the aqueduct. We have still dry land farming. And we found some water. Okay, other things that are going on. Here's how to stop obesity before it starts. Okay, don't eat stuff. I know how to do it. You don't eat stuff. Am I close? All right, let's check it. Right here, it says right here, gas prices bucking summer trend. Analysts say a surge earlier this year sparked talk of $5 a gallon gas by summer, but prices have ticked lower. It appears they'll continue falling as the driving season approaches because we're driving less. And people are driving smaller cars like they did the last time we had a gas crisis, and that's what's going on. So here we are. Here's a guy that's not happy. He's in a homeowners association. Now, it's always curious when you go to a homeowners association and you are given the, what do they call those things? This and that, the yin and the yang. The bylaws and the trilaws, whatever the thing is called, I forget. Rules and regs, whatever that things are called. They give it to you. They read them. You say, okay, I'll sign that. Because you're going to move in a new place and you're saying, I just want to get in here. I can't say anything too bad, can I? And then you find out, like this guy did here, where is he? In Cummings, Georgia. He said, and then we realized that they're saying that we can't put solar panels on our roofs, even though it would save electricity, it would save, we get a rebate from the government and all that. But somewhere in their rules and regs, they said that they couldn't have that. So now they're all upset. He says, here's what he said here. Says like living under communism. Someone gets to dictate every possible thing you do. You don't have any. Now, here's something that you can do. Roughly 24 states now forbid or limit homeowners associations or local governments from banning solar panels, according to a database run by North Carolina State University. Similar disputes have prompted lawsuits in Nebraska and California. They are saying that leaders of the Victory Lake Homeowners Association and Cummings say the disputes about the architecture and aesthetics, not the merits of solar power. These debates are likely to keep flaring as more people install solar energy systems because the equipment is getting cheaper, et cetera. Now, here's the thing. I'm in a homeowners association. We've met once in 12 years. We've had one meeting in 12 years. You know what got accomplished in one meeting we had in 12 years? Nothing. Now, there is a committee somewhere out there, and if you want to change anything about your home or anything, you're supposed to tell them and get permission from them, you know. But I notice that most people don't. I don't know that they're not, but I'm just guessing they're not. Anyway, nobody's doing anything really crazy. And so I know there's some homes with solar panels on the roofs, and so I have no idea if they just stuck them on there and said, okay, we'll see if anybody notices or how. I think that's basically how most people are doing their changes to their homes. We'll just do it, and then we'll see, you know, if the homeowners association mentions it. And usually, of course, they don't. Because there's a few houses that the colors probably would be questionable. Anyway. I guess you can go to the committee. Maybe go to the committee and say, okay, we need to vote of the people and say, okay, we need to be able to install solar panels on our roofs. I mean, you can change the rules, you know. It's a name for them, I can't remember. The ins and the outs. The wrongs and the rights. The things that homeowners association people sign. Okay, by the way, that was the story there. And I can understand that the people are kind of concerned about it. All right, investors, I was waiting for this story. You know, somebody has to have money. No, I mean, people have money. There's people that have money, but they have money. They showed the 3rd Street Promenade thing in Santa Monica yesterday, and they went out with little kids shopping, you know, and little children have $100 clothing. All right, so some people have money, and so it says, I was waiting for this, but nobody's ever seen anything. Investors scoop up properties to rent out. With home prices low and rents rising, many take advantage of the buyer's market. So, I figured, you know, what would you do if you had money right now? A lot of money. Money. Swoop some of that stuff up. Yeah. And that says bookstores battle to survive, and it says don't write them off just yet. We won't. We'll wait until next Tuesday. It's the way it is. It's one of those things. And this was interesting. Remember that thing they had, the statistic where I forget, there was a majority of people they asked. It was over 50% of the people they asked said if they had a choice, they'd rather have a real book in their hand than an e-reader. Why? An e-reader is more convenient. It's easier to pack. It's easier to carry. It's easier to use. It's easier, just all downright easier. You know? I think we have. There's those of us that still sort of cling to that old-fashioned, you know, a house. You show some form of literacy or something if you have books in your home, you know. It's like you've actually cared about something. So you've studied things. You've read things. You know, you're worldly. Because I have books I can show you. Whereas if you have an e-reader in the bathroom like I do, where I usually just play poker, nobody knows for sure what's going on. So every time you read a book, you should get some kind of certificate you can put on your wall. People see all those certificates and they'll know. Holy cow, this guy's reading like crazy. Anything's going on right here. Fed see moderate gradual growth, they say. Committee expects to maintain interest rates near zero at least through, are you ready, 2014. Interest rates at zero through 2014. Which is one of the reasons why your house value, your home value, is down in the basement. And that's nice if you're about to go get a loan, but if you want your property to have some value to it now, not so good. Not so good. Other things, orders for long-lasting factory goods fell by the largest amount in 3 years last month. Rising fares haven't kept passengers away, judging by financial results at Delta Airways and U.S. Airways. People do that. People pay enough money to fly. I just am amazed at it. Exxon, oh, this is surprising. Exxon is raising its quarterly dividend by 21%. In doing so, it becomes the top corporate dividend payer, surpassing AT&T. They're not making any money off the price of gas. You know, they're just forced to pay it. They're forced to charge you for that. Yeah. Apple and Boeing are the top performers. The NASDAQ Composite Index shot 2% higher Wednesday, powered by a surge in Apple. The iPhone maker's stock climbed $50 after the company once again blew past Wall Street's profit forecast. With Apple's help, the technology-focused NASDAQ posted its best day this year. Apple jumped nearly $50 to $610 on Wednesday. Boeing rose 5%, the best performance among the 30 stocks. But now here was the thing. Let me see if I can find it. Oh, right here. Let me tell you something real quick here. I came across something today. All right, here's what it says. I'm just passing this on. I'm reading it to you. I confess that I have no opinion about these financial things. I don't know anything about it. The CEO of a top research firm didn't mince words about Apple in a new blog post. Apple will decline in the post-Steve Jobs era, wrote George Colony, CEO of Forrester Research, and here's why. The iPhone iPad maker will coast for 2 to 4 years on its current momentum, he said. But Jobs, who died in October, left a void because his successor, Apple CEO Tim Cook, doesn't possess his star power. Without the arrival of a new charismatic leader, it will move from being a great company to being a good company, with a commensurate step down in revenue growth and product innovation, he wrote. An Apple spokesman said, "Meaner, meaner." The fade Colony described doesn't appear to be on the immediate horizon for sure. This week, Apple reported demo's profits in the first 3 months of the year, largely on the strength of the 35.1 million iPhones it sold. A number of far exceeded predictions. The company said it also sold 4 million Mac computers, 11.8 million iPads, and 7.7 million iPods during the quarter. Colony predicted the long-term fate will mirror that of one-time industry leaders like Sony and Kodak when they lost enigmatic leaders, or Disney in the 20 years after Walt Disney's death. Although it seems to me that Disney's doing quite well. I came across on the internet that in the old days when it wasn't even the A, B, and C, and D, and E coupons, it was, but the coupons were for rides from 10 to 25 cents. The maximum ride was 25 cents.
Okay, I think they're getting a lot more out of that ride. I think they are right there.
They could, Richard Branson could buy it, and they could call it Virgin Apple. But then they'd have to stick the bike back in the logo.
Keep smiling, keep shining, knowing you can always count on me. For sure, that's what friends are for. In good times, in bad times, oh, that's what friends are.
friends of the friends of neighbors never, aren't they?
Yeah.
That's right here with Bill Benica, Monday through Friday from 12 to 2. And I certainly thank you for sharing your day with me. Let's get together again tomorrow, Friday. I'm not sure what's going to happen with Karen if she's back. I'm not sure about that. Jim D will be in for sure at 1 o'clock, and we'll get together. We'll have the POM on POM at 1. And until then, know your trails, be happy ones, and don't believe everything you hear here, because...
This is Talk is Cheap. Game is over. The Friends and Neighbors Network.
Game over.
With Bill Benica.
Happy trails to you.